Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Utah Police Special Victims Unit serve a warrant at the home of twin brothers Braxton and Braden Ferguson. Why? The National Center of Missing and Exploited Children tell cops an IP address at the home is sharing child porn. Braxton admits to collecting child porn photos for several years. Investigation finds more photos on Braden Ferguson's laptop.
Nancy, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children made the report to Spanish Fork Police Department when four videos depicting children performing sexual acts were sent via Kick Messenger. When interviewed, Braxton tells investigators he sent several videos to Braden to trade for something different because he did not like looking at children that young.
The Ferguson twins, age 22, charged with 15 counts of exploitation of a minor. Matthew Martinez is a one-man crime spree. The 21-year-old steals a car, then outmaneuvers New Mexico cops running lights, driving on sidewalks, then takes out a street sign. But there's more. Martinez crashes into a light pole and runs away, breaking in a school to hide.
By the time Martinez continued to run on foot, Nancy, a police helicopter was following the chase overhead. It caught Martinez on video as he tried to carjack a new victim who drove away safely before the 21-year-old breaks a window at the University of New Mexico Law School and goes inside the building.
Martinez tells cops he's at the school on official business, but they cuff him, removing a stolen 9mm in his pants. Martinez now booked on grand theft, stolen property, eluding, breaking, and entering. A Jared's Jewelry employee calls Tennessee cops after noticing a man in a hoodie, surgical mask, and sunglasses casing out the store. Nearby undercover cops spot the man getting in a van. They follow the van to another mall. Four masked men with sledgehammers get out of the van and run into the mall, with cops on their tails.
Video shows the officer chasing the suspects, tackling one of the men to the ground. The thieves smash jewelry displays and pepper spray employees that try to stop them. Backup arrives, and with the help of canine units, most of the thieves are caught.
The driver, along with three others, charged with armed robbery. Investigators believe the ring associated with many other retail thefts, totaling nearly $2 million in stolen goods. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Two police officers in coastal Mississippi have been shot and killed by a woman as they checked on a call at a motel. Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
The woman killed herself after shooting the Bay St. Louis police officers at a Motel 6 in the city around 4:30 a.m. Wednesday. It was unclear why the officers were sent to the motel. The officers killed were Sergeant Stephen Robinson and Officer Brandon Estorfe. No additional details were released by Mississippi Bureau of Investigation agents who were investigating the shooting.
Bay St. Louis is a city of 10,000 people about 25 miles west of Biloxi. More than three decades after hunters discovered a set of human skeletal remains near a farm in central Ohio, authorities have identified the bones, previously known as John Doe, as former Columbus resident Robert A. Mullins. The remains were originally found on November 1, 1991, in a shallow grave dug beside a private farm lane on the north side of an interstate. For the next 31 years, investigators continued to search for answers about the identity of the skeletal remains, using DNA technology to move the case forward as the technology advanced. Rapper Megan Thee Stallion on the stand this week in the trial against rapper Tory Lanez, testifying about when she was shot more than 2 years ago. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
Lanez, whose real name is Daystar Peterson, faces several charges in connection with the shooting back in July of 2020. According to prosecutors, Megan was shot in the foot as the two were leaving a party when Megan, whose legal name is Megan Pete, allegedly insulted the rapper. And that's when Peterson pulled out a gun and told Megan to dance, then shot at her.
On the stand, Megan said her reaction at the time was, "I'm in shock. I'm scared. I can't believe he's shooting at me." Lanez denies the allegations. The U.S. government has charged Samuel Bankman-Fried, the founder and former CEO of cryptocurrency exchange FTX, with a host of financial crimes, alleging he intentionally deceived customers and investors to enrich himself and others while playing a central role in the company's multi-billion dollar collapse. 30-year-old Bankman-Fried was arrested Monday in the Bahamas at the request of the U.S. government and remains in custody after being denied bail. John Jay, the company's new CEO, is trying to salvage FTX from bankruptcy and testified before Congress the alleged scheme that toppled the company was simple.
This is really old-fashioned embezzlement. This is just taking money from customers and using it for your own purpose.
Bankman-Fried has been charged with 8 criminal violations, ranging from wire fraud to money laundering to conspiracy to commit fraud. If convicted of all the charges, Bankman-Fried could face decades in jail.
Ali Lalani walks up behind 2 mounted cops patrolling a Florida bar district and slaps one of the horses on the rear end. Well, guess what? That's against the law. Lalani, 27, charged with battery on a police horse. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.